Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we pay tribute to the young warriors graduating from schools across the world. In America, we're at the height of graduation ceremonies from elementary, middle, and high schools, colleges, universities, trade schools, and military programs. It's a time of great celebration for the young and not so young who have worked hard, persevered, and finished their coursework. We salute their achievements. Let the parties begin. However, let's also do our level best to keep our graduates safe and protected from harm's way. As a parent of three children, I have experienced the transition from graduation festivities to an unexpected tragedy. I'll share my story of losing a child in the midst of a graduation season and what it's like to survive the death of a child. We'll also give you the latest news on our exciting new coaching academy and how you can invest in yourself by hiring the right personal coach. No matter what your occupation or business, coaching can improve your productivity and help you move to a new level of achievement and success. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and we have a beautiful day here in the Boston area. I am out and about. That's the wonderful thing why I'm so glad I transitioned to internet radio some years ago, because it really doesn't matter where you are, where you happen to be going or whatever, you can take the show with you, and that's what we've done. I have some activities in downtown Boston this afternoon. We needed to stop long enough to have a great show and share our knowledge with you, and that's exactly what we're doing. I want to first just talk to you about Student Safety Month and why it started and its significance, and then we will shift and give you more information about my very exciting new Coaching Academy, MSS Coaching Academy. So we'll talk to you about that a little bit later on in the show. I have been a mom a long time. It's amazing. My older daughter has already passed her 40th birthday. That's kind of hard to believe. I was quite young when I had children and had gotten married and then had children, still in college, and enjoy every minute of it. So I certainly have enjoyed the wonders of motherhood and what it means, and now what it is like to be a grandma. And I hopefully think of myself as rather youthful, trying to keep up with young people. But I also know that really dark, deep side when you lose a child, something that no parent plans for, no parent wants to ever experience because of the pain and the loss. It's like being in free fall, really never hitting bottom. That's how I would really describe it. 20 years ago, I had vibrant children. I was in the throes of getting them launched. My oldest child, was finishing up her years at Spelman College in Atlanta. That was her first choice, the school she always wanted to go to. And since that time, she never regrets going to Spelman. She has lifelong friends now because of her years at Spelman College. And for some of you listening, Spelman College is one of the historically black colleges and universities in the United States. There are a number of them, many of them in the South, that started right after the Civil War to find ways to educate the newly freed slaves. So if you are in the black community and if you have a legacy that I have, I'm very, very proud of my legacy. You have relatives who went to these historically black colleges. In fact, all of my relatives went to historically black colleges, and I was probably the very first in my nuclear family to not go to a historically black college. Everybody else, my brother, my parents, my grandparents, all went to what is now called as HBCUs. So my older daughter was very happily planted at Spelman, doing well and looking forward to her future. I have twins, as many of you know, and my younger set of children had already finished applying to the universities of their choice, did all that stuff, and they were awaiting where they were going to school. And maybe because they were twins, they literally found out the same day in January of 1997 that my daughter, Michelle, was headed to Tuskegee University. She had applied to a couple of schools, and that's the school that she went to, and she decided that she wanted to go to Tuskegee in Alabama, again, an HBCU, as I've just referenced. My son, McCarl D. Thomas Jr., otherwise known as Mikey, only wanted to go to one school. He sort of bulleted the one school, very much like his sister, who wanted to go and went to Spelman. He wanted to go to Morehouse College, another historically black college in Atlanta. It is right next door to Spelman College. There's a cluster of universities in Atlanta called the Atlanta University Complex, and Morehouse, one of those schools in that complex. It is also the school that Martin Luther King Jr. attended and graduated from before going on to graduate school, and countless other black men. It is a single-sex school. Spelman is a single-sex school for women, and Morehouse is a single-sex school for men. So that was his only school he wanted to go to. We wanted him to check out other schools, but nope, that's where he wanted to go, and I think his father was extremely happy because that's where his dad wanted him to go. He also was very successful in earning a full academic scholarship to Morehouse. So his tuition was going to be paid for as long as he kept those grades up, and that was joyful because then I only had to worry about co-paying, along with my former husband, one tuition for Tuskegee along with the Spelman tuition. I was already in the tuition paying mode. So it was a very happy time, certainly between January and June when they graduated the first Sunday in June from Milton High School. We had a joyful week, an unusual week where you have these deep philosophical conversations with your children, asking them about their life pursuits, where they want to go, what they think our job has been raising them, et cetera. And it was one of those kind of weeks where you're trying to pack as much in because you know their lives are going to change forever once they graduate from high school. He was also the co-captain of the high school football team. And that particular season had not been a great one. They actually didn't win any games, but they still kept their spirit up anyway, because prior to that season, many of their college-bound or certainly seniors on that team had already graduated, and so their team was ramping up, and so it was not a great season. But he was a spirited kid and always kept things moving forward and was just very likable. He had friends. He did well in school. He was a boy. He made mistakes like all other young people do, but he was just a good kid. So we had him graduated on June 8th, 1997, along with his sister, Michelle. And that was a joyful time with parties at my home, parties before the graduation with an organization we belong to, Jack and Jill, at my home. And it was just really a hopeful time. And then things literally turned south within days following graduation. He was visiting friends, had been given permission by me to go to a party, a birthday party, a 21st birthday party, I believe it was the 21st birthday party, of a young friend who was near and dear to him, and the family was also very near and dear to him. And most of the people at the party were in that age bracket, you know, early 20s, 21, etc. And little did I realize that at that party, my son drank alcohol, and I didn't even know prior to that he had dabbled with marijuana. And, you know, this was 20 years ago, so this is not the days of where we have legalized marijuana. This was a much different era. But he was popular, and he was experimental like many young people. Well, this particular event. Okay, I don't know what happened, but I am back. Hello, everyone. Sort of dropped that connection. That's what happens with technology, but we are definitely back. So let me continue on. So what happened was at this party, my son was drinking and unfortunately in the wee hours of the morning got into an automobile, a car that he liked, and drove way too fast as he was joyriding by himself early in the morning. He lost control of the car, hit a retaining wall, and tragically died within probably 5 minutes. Even though there was a paramedic practically on the scene, the partygoers raced to the scene along with my older daughter, who was also at that same party. And again, a wonderful festive activity turned very tragic for my family, for the partygoers, and everyone else who was connected to my son. This was a very tragic time. And tragic days ahead when I think of other young people at that same time period who passed away. We actually, in the year 2000, created a memorial calendar for three other young men who died tragically, car accidents and drowning, trying to save another young man in 1997 between June and July, and the mothers created a calendar. So I say all that to say this was a tough time period for me and my family, and the remnants of it never go away. You just learn how to live with what I call your new normal. And the new normal is learning that you have three children, one who is no longer on earth and two who are with you, and learning that configuration and the semantics of trying to make that plausible, not just for other people, but mostly for yourself. So with that said, shortly after my son's death, I created a holiday called Student Safety Month. And Student Safety Month is designed in the month of June to be commemorated and a reminder of A, the preciousness of our young people, and B, the real importance of helping them to make good choices and to stay safe, particularly around this graduation time period. You know, for many of these young people, as my son was a very young driver, he had only had his license for 2 months. Many of these young people are experimenting adulthood for the very first time. And they are making choices, or they're being influenced by people who are around them. There's this whole concept of comparison, comparing yourself to other people and other young people. All of that works its way through the judgments and the decision-making skills of young people. And so Student Safety Month is designed to help adults to guide and coach young people. It is also designed to help young people to be reminded of how important their choices are in life. And with that, on my website, there is a lot of information in the Student Safety Month section. You can just go to my website. This is all free at carolcopelandthomas.com, carolcopelandthomas.com, and that's Carol with an E. And throughout the month of June, and we'll probably leave it up there for a couple of days in July, you can click through and go to the Student Safety Month page and download an 11-page report. And in that report is statistical information, also lots of suggestions, information, again, the biographical profile of my son as I have described to you, and hopefully an inspirational reference guide that will help you to keep your young people safe. That's what Student Safety Month is all about. So we're going to talk to you throughout the month about it, give you some suggestions. So there's a video piece that I have on the website that I'd love for you to check out. It's on that page. You can just go again to carolcopelandthomas.com and download that document And don't just save it for yourself. Share it with someone else. I bet you there's somebody maybe doesn't have internet access, or maybe they haven't found the time to examine this kind of information. But and maybe there's a family or a single parent or a young person who's really trying, struggling to, in terms of what choices he or she should make. This would be a very good guide to help that young person, single parent, person who wants to do the right thing, to really understand the importance of guidance and making good choices. So that ultimately is what Student Safety Month is all about. We are always adding information to that section. Always welcome your comments. If you're listening to this and you want to shoot me an email and give me your thoughts, that would be great. My email address is Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at mssconnect.com. That's S as in snowflake, S as in snowflake, M as in mother, mssconnect.com. You can send me an email. We'd love to hear your suggestions, your comments, etc. And then today on my blog on the website for June 1st, you will see the commentary for Student Safety Month, and you can certainly leave a comment there. So again, this is in tribute to my son, McCarl Darius Thomas Jr., and it's also in tribute to all the young people who are doing great things, who are trying to do great things, who are turning their lives around, who are trying to be role models to their brothers and sisters or other classmates or young people who are in the schools that they belong to. This is an opportunity to really reexamine, set the record straight, and protect our young people. And boy, they need protection more than ever before. We have been awarding the McCarl D. Thomas Spirit Award at Milton High School for now almost 20 years. And last night I had the privilege of going to Milton High School and honoring two young people who are just delightful. They're going to be students at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, Massachusetts. And I'm just happy that they're going about it the right way, and they're now recipients of the McCarl D. Thomas Jr. Spirit Award. That is Edwin and Jesse Doris, great athletes. We were at the Boosters Banquet with probably 800 people there, students and parents and faculty members. It's always a joy to be there, not to bring up the sadness, but to celebrate the young people who need to be celebrated. So hats off to all the young people last night who got their letters, all the young people who won awards or scholarships, and certainly Edwin and Jesse Doris, because they're our future, and they represent the spirit of McCarl D. Thomas. So shoot me your ideas and suggestions, and I certainly hope that it will be of benefit to you and the people who you know. So we're going to turn the table now and talk a little bit about personal coaching and the wonderful academy that I have just launched. I'm in the series of a number of free webinars. There's going to be another one tomorrow, June 2nd, open to anyone. Again, you can go to the website. All the information is there at carolcopelandthomas.com. But I wanted to formally start this academy. It's called the MSS Academy, MSS for the Multicultural Symposium Series, which is the umbrella for a lot of these activities that I'm now involved in, and primarily to provide a platform and a place for people to come and grow individually. This is about individual personal coaching. Yes, we will definitely get involved in group coaching or coaching as a pair or a trio, but the most important, significant focus will be on the individual, how people can grow and move and perform as a result of the skill sets that they either acquire or they find or they internally develop from our coaching experience. I've been coaching, again, I've been in business 30 years, and I've coached throughout that time, both formally, where I get paid, and informally, either as a coach and certainly as a mentor. But this is a structure that I'm hoping will work for each and every person who participates. It's online. It's all online. That's the beauty of it. So it doesn't matter where you live. as long as you have a strong internet connection and a laptop or a smartphone or a desktop computer, or certainly in the United States, a landline, and maybe a headset with a mic on it, you're good to go. And you can modify and talk about what you bare bones need to do this. So it's all online, and it's done according to your convenience. I have been in the online webinar space now for probably 12, 13 years. It's a great space, and it's come so far in terms of what you can do. It's extraordinary what you can do online. And so this is an opportunity for people to really just sort of chisel out and work on themselves routinely for 10 or 20 or 30 sessions. We have different packages based on different price points. There's a special going on between now and June 4th we encourage you to participate in. And again, if you just want to come and kick the tires and find out more about what is coaching, why do I need a coach, definitely participate with my webinar, my free webinar. Now this will be my fifth one tomorrow at 12 noon, tomorrow, June 2nd. At 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time. We'll tell you all about it. I have a prepared presentation, and then we have enough time at the end to answer any questions. And that's the beauty of this, is that I've had participants earlier this week who had specific questions related to their circumstances, their business opportunities, challenges, et cetera. And we were able to just very quickly look at their situations and give them a sense of how this program can work for them based on the parameters that they have to work with. And we want you to think about, again, the investment in yourself, the importance of investing in yourself. That's what coaching is all about. You're investing in yourself. I am involved in two mastermind groups now, one that has been going on for 10 years, and another one that I've most recently got involved in about 2 months ago, and part of it has involved individual coaching. Now, again, I've been in business 30 years now. If I need a coach, I think you probably need a coach. So coaching is open to anyone regardless of the experience, the background. In fact, the more experience you have can add value to coaching because you can reference the circumstances of how you made choices or how things turned out or the outcome or things that could have been done differently if, let's say, you've been a manager, a supervisor, a emerging leader on your job, you've just started a business, you've retired, and you're starting something new. Those are the set of circumstances that really make it very advantageous to hire a coach so that you will certainly consider and jump on board MSS Coaching Academy. Very limited enrollment. Obviously, I can't take scores of people. I'm only taking a designated number of people that I can intensely work with in the course of 10, 20, or 30 weeks. And that's the beauty of it. Again, this is where if you want individual attention and you really need that to move ahead on your job or in your business or within your organization, coaching really is for you. Coaching is an opportunity, again, to improve your skill sets, to move up in your organization based on the skill sets that are being explored by you and your coach. You are exploring those particular skill sets. And with that said, you know, perhaps there are other individuals you need to consider to coach you. Maybe I'm not the one. I totally understand that. But maybe there's somebody in your local market or in your particular industry who would be a good person to serve as your coach. Maybe you need an informal coach, someone who could work with you periodically and check in on you. Maybe that person serves as a mentor. You know that there's a difference between coaching and mentorship. Maybe you need someone who is a mentor, informal coach. Or maybe you need to explore the parameters and the dynamics of where you are in life, and maybe you are transitioning to another career path, et cetera, and maybe there is a really special person who is a really special coach who can work with you. I want to be in the business, as I've done for a long time, to refer people to other coaches. I have my favorites and people I think will do an excellent job based on their expertise. And so I will be referring individuals who come my way to specific coaches based on their needs. So the whole coaching space is very popular. You need to consider it very carefully. And you know this is going to be an intense relationship between you and the person who is coaching you. So choosing your coach and choosing that person wisely, you'll be thankful for it in the long run. And again, maybe there's an opportunity for you. You're not quite ready for a one-on-one relationship with a coach. Maybe you need to work on having someone with you. So maybe you team up with a colleague and you're both coached together. That is something I would love to do for that kind of set of circumstances for someone who needs to do that. Or maybe you need to have a small group where, and when I say small, I'm talking under five people or less, not 25, five people or less. Maybe a small group and small group coaching can work for you. So there are different models and different formats that you can use. You can certainly go to the trade websites, the International Coach Federation website, and find out more information about how you can identify a coach, what kind of person you need for a coach. But more importantly, coaching provides you the impetus and the opportunity to grow and to maybe discover some skill sets that you didn't even realize you had or you thought were long gone. That's the important thing. Maybe you learn a little bit about your personality that you may have known in the back of your mind, but it becomes documented as a result of the coaching experience. Most importantly, after the coaching experience, certainly with a program like mine that's based on a 10, 20, or 30-week cycle, you can conquer the tasks and the challenges that you have in front of you. You can work with your team in extraordinarily new means and do things more efficiently. And if you're in business, you can go about the development of growing your business more efficiently and more effectively because you're working with a coach. So you can shoot on over to my website, again, carolcopelandthomas.com. That's Carol with an E. Click through. You'll see on the homepage the Coaching Academy, and so it'll walk you through all the different ways that we can work together. The pricing is there as well. And I certainly hope that you'll join us for our free webinar tomorrow, June 2nd at 12 noon. And if you just need to talk with me one-on-one, I would be happy to set up a 20-minute or a half-an-hour session with you, no charge at all, to learn more about how my coaching services can work for you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'm so glad we got this broadcast back on track. Have a great week or weekend, and we'll talk to you the next time. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Make it a good day and a good weekend.